KXLY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 86. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows level off around 61. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 88.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. Drought Monitor says the amount of land facing drought eased a little in the western Corn Belt, largely unchanged in the Midwest. The six-state region like Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, approximately 51% of the land suffers under drought conditions, down from 53% the previous week. 3 months ago, that was at 72%. In the eastern part of the Midwest, like Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, about 14.5% of that area was in drought. Down slightly from 15% a week ago, but up from the less than 1% 3 months ago. Iowa, the nation's largest corn producer, has 39% of its land in drought, up 6.9% from May. Illinois, the number two producer of corn and soybeans, only has 5% of its area in drought. Well, President Biden's new climate law offers a major expansion in tax credits for companies that capture and store carbon emissions. That could give the ethanol industry a significant boost towards achieving its climate goals. The ethanol industry intends to use carbon capture and storage technology to reach its goal of net zero emissions by 2050. A group of projects that could benefit from the expanded credits in a series of pipeline proposals in the Midwest could capture and transport ethanol plant emissions. Three companies intend to put up over 3,600 miles of pipelines from ethanol plants in six states to underground carbon storage sites. The three companies say the projects have the potential of capturing up to 39 million tons of carbon every year. And that could potentially more than $3.3 billion in tax credits for the businesses. The pipelines are currently in the permitting stage in each state. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Miami County, Kansas law enforcement authorities are investigating a drowning at a Kansas lake. On Sunday afternoon, sheriff's deputies responded to the Hillsdale Lake Marina after a jet ski rider was found unresponsive in the lake waters by the marina. That's according to the sheriff's department. The rider was pulled from the lake and bystanders attempted life-saving measures until Miami County EMS and Kansas Department of Wildlife Parks personnel arrived. EMS did transport the victim to a local area hospital where they were pronounced dead. The sheriff's office released no additional details, including the victim's name. The Riley County Police Activity Report indicates that officers have arrested Mark Rickenbacker, 32, of Manhattan, on a Riley County District Court warrant. The May 31st warrant was for criminal possession of a firearm and possession of drug paraphernalia. Officials indicated that the warrant stemmed from an incident in which he was found in possession of a gun, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap. Paid for by AARP.
Timothy Rutherford was driving westbound in the 23,600 block of West Dutch Avenue on Saturday afternoon when his car crossed the center line, colliding head-on with an SUV. The Harvey County Sheriff's Office responded, and Rutherford was pronounced dead at the scene. A federal grand jury in Wichita returned an indictment charging two Kansas men with engaging in an alleged health care fraud scheme. The scheme resulted in more than $3.7 million in payments from Medicare and TRICARE over a three-year period. Between 2017 and 2019, 54-year-old Bradley Eck and 58-year-old Todd Eck, both of Wichita, are accused of allegedly creating several businesses and misrepresenting the ownership of the enterprises in documents, submitting false billing for medical services not administered to patients, and falsifying the physician's electronic signature indicating on documents that he performed medical procedures that he did not. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Otto County Sheriff's Office is investigating the body of a man found in northwest Otto County. Deputies were sent to an acreage Friday evening after the landowners were walking their property and discovered the deceased male in a vehicle that had been on the acreage for several years. Otto County deputies and the Nebraska State Patrol investigators processed the scene and determined that the male had been deceased for several days. An autopsy has been scheduled to determine the cause of death. According to officials, foul play is not suspected. Fog is believed to be the cause of a three-vehicle crash early Wednesday morning near Grand Island. According to the Merritt County Sheriff's Office, the accident happened around 6 a.m. on Highway 30 and Gun Barrel Road. A report states that a Nissan Murano was traveling eastbound and was attempting to pass a semi-truck. During the process, the Nissan ended up hitting a westbound Ford F-150 head-on. The driver of the Nissan was transported to Grand Island with injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners will move forward with bids for demolition of the Health Department building at 600 Broadway in Marysville, with a directive at last week's meeting for the county clerk to publish notice, with bids to be opened at the September 12th meeting. This followed discussion with the county health nurse and county counselor, who recommended demolishing the building, which was badly damaged by the June 11th tornado. Discussion of rebuilding a metal building at that site included conversation that new construction could exceed insurance proceeds. As yet, the insurance company has not condemned the structure, and the proceeds have not been determined. It was suggested that American Rescue Plan funds could be used toward additional costs incurred. It was noted the roof was taken off, the floor is not structurally sound, and mold is growing within walls remaining. 12 to 15 properties are listed for a tax sale, with up to a half dozen of those actual real estate. $50 will be starting bid for all properties, with an upcoming sale date to be announced. 9 bids were received for a 30 by 25 foot steel building at the proposed jail site east of Marysville, with that building sold to Mark Rockwell for $3,109. Washington County Commissioners continued discussion regarding options for a countywide ambulance service. They held the R&R and budget hearing, and with no one present, unanimously approved the budget as presented. Nemahal County Commissioners finished the primary election canvass with a tie vote between Tom Haverkamp and Steve Fangman for Richmond Township Clerk. Commissioners drew Tom Haverkamp's name to break the tie vote. Some 2,000 people filled Homer Hansen Stadium at the Landall Family Sports Complex at Marysville High School Friday evening as the Kansas State University Marching Band took the field with as many as 200 area high school band members for Marching with the Pride, which was coordinated by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Dodging hit-and-miss showers, the Wildcats presented their pregame and halftime shows, concluding a week of band camp, and were joined by high school bands for the finale. The number of area bands was half those invited, owing to short notice and scheduling conflicts for some. Monday is the final day for patrons to request a mail-in ballot for the August 30th special election for Valley Heights USD 498. A pair of bond proposals will be decided that could relocate elementary classrooms to the junior-senior high school site, as well as other updates and renovations. In-person advance voting at the Marshall County Clerk's Office is open this week, 8:30 till 5 daily, closing next Monday at noon, with the bond election Tuesday, August 30th, at the Valley Heights Junior-Senior High.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Valley Developmental Services Job Fair is August 24th. From 10 to 2, open interviews will be conducted for various positions with full-time wages starting at $15 an hour, paid sick and personal days, health insurance, plus a sign-on bonus. Don't miss the job fair Wednesday, August 24th from 10 to 2 at the FNB Bank basement at 101 C Street in Washington. Twin Valley works to enhance the lives of the people they serve. Visit them online at twinvalleyfriends.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid 80s throughout Missouri. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying a bit warmer throughout the day on Tuesday, more sunshine with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 80s throughout Missouri. Staying a bit more mild throughout Tuesday night, clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid 60s throughout Missouri. And more sunshine throughout Thursday and Friday before showers Friday night. I'm forecaster Kara Fox.